Oh, I'm tired, Frances exclaimed petulantly, and in the same instant she dropped down on the turf near the hedge bottom. Anne stood a moment surprised, then, accustomed to the vagaries of her beloved Frances, said,
Well, and aren't you always likely to be tired after travelling that blessed long way from Liverpool yesterday?
And she plumped down beside her sister. Anne was a wise young body of 14, very buxom, brimming with common sense. Frances was much older, about 23, and whimsical, spasmodic. She was the beauty and the clever child of the family. She plucked the goose grass buttons from her dress in nervous, desperate fashion. Her beautiful profile, looped above with black hair, warm with the dusky and scarlet complexion of a pear, was calm as a mask, her thin brown hand plucked nervously.
It's not the journey, she said, objecting to Anne's obtuseness.
Anne looked inquiringly at her darling. The young girl, in her self-confident, practical way, proceeded to reckon up this whimsical creature. But suddenly, she found herself full in the eyes of Frances, felt two dark, hectic eyes flaring challenge at her, and she shrank away. Frances was peculiar for these great, exposed looks, which disconcerted people by their violence and their suddenness.
"What's the matter, poor old duck?" asked Anne, as she folded the slight, wilful form of her sister in her arms.
Frances laughed shakily and nestled down for comfort on the budding breasts of the strong girl.
"Oh, I'm only a bit tired," she murmured, on the point of tears. "Well, of course you are. What do you expect?" soothed Anne.
It was a joke to Frances that Anne should play elder, almost mother to her. But then Anne was in her unvexed teens. Men were like big dogs to her, while Frances, at 23, suffered a good deal. The country was intensely mourning still. On the common, everything shone beside its shadow, and the hillside gave off heat in silence. The brown turf seemed in a low state of combustion. The leaves of the oaks were scorched brown. Among the blackish foliage in the distance shone the small red and orange of the village. The willows in the brook course at the foot of the common suddenly shook with a dazzling effect like diamonds. It was a puff of wind. Anne resumed her normal position. She spread her knees and put in her lap a handful of hazelnuts, whitey-green leafy things, whose one cheek was tanned between brown and pink. These she began to crack and eat. Frances, with bowed head, mused bitterly.